Waist circumference not a better predictor of diabetes risk than BMI. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser. Waist circumference is not a better predictor than body mass index for identifying children with an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes. At least that is what a new study by researchers at the University of Michigan is now suggesting. The predictor, used most widely in the primary care setting and which has been recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics, is body mass index. However, it has been suggested that waist circumference should be used instead of BMI for predicting diabetes. The researchers conducted a study in which they evaluated BMI, waist circumference, fasting, glucose, and insulin levels in a diverse sample of 1,571 adolescents. The investigators found that nearly 12% of the study population had insulin resistance and that BMI and waist circumference were equivalent in their ability to identify children with insulin resistance. The investigators concluded that waist circumference does not seem to provide a distinct advantage over BMI in identifying high-risk adolescents. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.